Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Lainey, and welcome to the Lainey Gossip Podcast for Sasha Answers.
Hi, Sasha. How's it going?
Our sound engineer has a migraine.
I know, and our twangy little voices are going to fucking murder his brain.
Yeah, stop bringing the energy down, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This part, we blame this podcast.
This is a performance. If our performance sucks today, you know who to blame. It's Yasik and his fucking migraine.
Oh my God. Sorry.
So
we're such assholes.
Anyway, Yasik aside.
Yeah. Interesting. A slow news day, news week, weekend,
well,
because of the
Memorial Day in the U.S. Yeah. But at the same time, like, it's obviously part of our jobs to keep checking headlines to make sure, you know, Brad and Angelina didn't get back together, or Brad didn't like fucking bust up Jennifer Aniston's marriage. I don't know. Ben Affleck didn't find another nanny. Anyway, so I'm checking all these headlines, and I swear to God, every other post is that Scott Disick guy,
I know,
and some other random or some other lady or
whatever. Lots of ladies, plural.
And like every 6 hours, I feel like he's in Cannes switching up women. And I don't know anything about the Kardashian and their adjacents. Like, I know who like the K girls are, like the people whose names begin with K. But I don't know much about like their love
lives. You
don't
know about the appendages.
No. So this Scott Disick, if I'm seeing post after post, and he's ugly. So
would you actually really say ugly?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me another ugly person that you could compare his ugly to? So that I think he, like, I smell venereal disease when I have to write stories about him. Like, I can smell that cheesy dick from him. Like,
right.
All that gross things that are living underneath his foreskin. But I wouldn't say he was ugly. So that's a really – are you sure he's ugly?
Oh, he's ugly to me. He's as – like the same level of
– yeah, same level
not
of
attractive as the guy that they got to play Patrick Swayze's replacement in the new Dirty Dancing. That – like, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So they have the same kind of face.
Okay,
like the
same kind
of like –
schmarmy.
No, but like eyes too close to fucking together. Yep. Okay. And then like a nose that is like so like – coked up and look, I feel bad. Like, let's not talk about the replacement, Johnny Castle. Sure, Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm just focusing right now on
Scott Disick.
Scott Disick, he has that investment banker finance
100%
douche look, all like borderline date rapist, slip something in your drink kind of thing.
He's
so gross. And then I'm seeing like woman after woman after woman climbing up on, as you would say, his venereal, cheesy dick, whatever. What is – explain it to me, because you have more experience covering them than I do.
Well, I can't believe the day has come that we're talking about Kardashians, but okay.
Not really talking about them. I'm talking about why women are drawn or allow themselves to smear up against that fucking dick cheese.
Yeah. I'll give you backstory. Because, yeah, you're right. He's being in the news every day, which is so fucked because that's exactly what he wants, obviously. So Kourtney Kardashian, his ex whatever, not even wife because they were never married, but ex baby mama, has been hooking up with this 19-year-old model named Eunice. So this has broken his heart because he really always wants to be with her. But she's like, peace in the Middle East. You're fucking lame and I hate you. I'm moving on. So she has this hot young thing in Cannes. And then, yes, in Cannes, he hooked up with Bella Hadid. Fuck, as if. He hooked up with Bella Thorne, who is also 19 years old. Ditched her in a day. 24 hours later, he hooked up with this stylist, this Kardashian LA stylist. Her name's Chloe something, something, something. They actually dated back in 2005, which was the reason why Kourtney and Scott actually split in the first place. was from this chick.
I can't believe your encyclopedic knowledge of this, but
I only know this because I work at an entertainment show. Then okay. he ditched her ass and was hooking up with some other rando
like
in
6 hours later, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, yeah, of course. Like literally go to sleep, wake up, and then his hands – and it's all really gross groping. Like his hands are either grabbing Bella Thorne's tits or he's like fucking – like his fingers are up like the anal glands of all these chicks. It's – and I'm not even exaggerating.
I've seen it. That's why I was like post after post, I can't avoid these pictures. And I'm like – he's so fucking ugly and he's disgusting. And he's also like, let's not here's the thing. I have the same question often about Leonardo DiCaprio and why, if you're a model, why you're going to bother. Because, you know, how are you going to feel special? Like if you're a model and Leonardo DiCaprio is like, oh, hey, baby. It's like, oh, I'm now number 85.
Leo and Scott do not live on the same plane.
My point was. Okay. Leo, though, I mean, I guess he's Leonardo DiCaprio, Titanic, and Oscars, and he's
growing
like,
pains. Don't forget growing pains.
Growing pains. He's super A-list. I hate him, but at least I can acknowledge, or at least yes, he is super A-list. So you want the status, you want
the money, you know, you want all the fame.
That for sure. Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm not going to fight you on that, okay, but good. I will fight you on this guy because he's not. There's no Oscar. There's no A-list. There's nothing.
I have no idea. I don't have an explanation as to why any chick would want him, unless they are also low-level human beings as well, thinking that they will get a booty touch, which will then. Let them fucking trademark their last name somehow into a Kardashian, right? That's just like weird social Hollywood climbing, right? That's the only reason why anybody would get with him.
Here's the thing. If I'm in Cannes and I somehow got myself to Cannes, and I have to say all those women whose asses I've seen him groping have really nice bodies. They're very attractive. Mm-hmm. You're already in Cannes. Do you know how many rich Euro trash motherfuckers are there on their own boats? He doesn't have his own boat, fucking right. Scott Disick, have their own yachts. Like they own the yachts. So if you're down and that is what you're looking for, there's like so many fucking Euro princes out there in other boats that you could hop over to and like make that happen.
I
just don't get it.
But you don't get the fame because no one knows Euro yacht owner. No one's going to be papping that. So my question to you is, there's always PR entwined in all of this stuff. So I don't know Bella Thorne. Do we like Bella Thorne? Is she someone who – is she like more like Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan? Or is she like Hailee Steinfeld and like moving up the ranks? So you tell me, because would she have used this as a PR stunt? That stylist for sure would, because who the fuck is she? And now we finally know who the fuck her name is. So I get why she did it.
Well, you can't even remember her last name. You're like Chloe something.
It's Chloe Bartoli.
Okay, Bella Thorne, Bella Thorne has been trying to make herself happen. Bella Thorne has been on the Bella Thorne project for a long, long time. And like she's – at this point to me, she's Rita Ora. Like I can't actually tell the two of them apart. Okay. They might look different, but to me, they're the same thing.
Strategy.
I don't know
same.
What. You know how you can't name a Rita Ora song?
Never.
It's the biggest mystery, right? Like, we talk about it in our studio all the time. Like, every time Rita Ora shows up, somebody shouts out, name a song from Rita Ora. And everybody's like, never heard of her. So, Bella Thorne, same thing. Don't know what she's done. Can't name a project. Don't know why she's famous. Mm-hmm. So, like, I understand why Bella Thorne would want to do it. I just see this. So much in real life, like getting away from paparazzi and celebrity. I see lovely women with the grossest, douchest fuckheads.
I wonder, but
we work with some of them.
We work with some of them. I've been one of those people. So have you. Have you made just like major, 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 major error?
No, I have hooked up with really gross people.
Great. So that's what they're doing.
But I will own, and maybe this is even worse, I've actually liked them. Like there was feeling there.
But there you go.
But I feel like in this case,
okay.
Like I didn't last 6 hours. At least I lasted like
a couple weeks, couple months.
More.
Okay.
Right? I wasn't like just a 6 hour play.
I'm trying to think what I've done. I feel like I've done something slimy like that. Mostly out of clout. Right? Because I've said this before, like I had a major proho day where – or Proho Day, Proho fucking 20s era where I was enamored by professional snowboarders. I loved them. Everything about them was so beautiful.
See,
to
I can't even relate to that because all the gross people I've been with are fucking losers, had no money, no title, no yachts, no planes, nothing, no professional career, nothing.
Okay, well, then I don't know. So I don't know how to help you out on that one. But I could see that maybe – You know, if you were like a budding stylist or a budding actress, and here comes Scott Disick, who is like a semi-thrown to a Kardashian, you could maybe – well, you don't find him hot though, so I can't – I don't think he's unattractive. I could maybe see myself doing that.
Wow. Oh, God. He's so disgusting.
No, he is gross. He is gross. I
would say that in your defense, when you were a pro-ho, those guys were all fucking hot.
Well, yeah, 99% of them were, but I'm definitely thinking of one guy who was like really bad in the face and really bad in the body and really bad in the bed, and I did it anyway.
For what?
Because he was a really good snowboarder.
Yeah, but he was good at something. That right. was attractive. No. He had a skill. He had a talent.
Yes.
Like I can totally get down with being attracted to people because they're good at their job. I think that's very sexy.
Oh, this makes me feel so much better. I've slut-shamed myself for like my whole life. Okay, keep talking.
No, I think that that's not just like a redeeming situation. It speaks to you, your personality.
Oh, yes.
I think that when someone when someone goes up and kills it in a speech or has a presentation and delivers a really good job.
You can be attracted to that. Yeah, yes, of
course. For sure. But this is what I'm saying about this guy. He's ugly in the face and he has no discernible talent.
It's true.
There are no skills. And did I mention he's fucking ugly?
Yeah.
And like his fingers his fingers are like repeatedly in different pussies all
and
the time.
Buttholes. And buttholes, yes. Okay, we're in agreement here. He is a total loser. I'm not defending that. I just feel so sad for these girls who are being tossed around. But
I feel sad for them in real life because I see it happening over and over and over again. Like, not even just by observation, but like by acquaintance.
Well, we get mail all the time about this. Sometimes people, if you don't feel good about yourself, you keep inviting horrible behavior into your life, and then you just like getting beaten up emotionally and mentally.
Well, we have a pretty good friend who like
– Who?
Our friend who
– yes. Yes.
We have a pretty good friend who that's all she does is like fall
loser
for the nastiest
yeah.
like – but really fucking nasty guys. Mm. And I don't get it. And I have said to her face, like, can you stop?
Because she's broken inside.
Can you
– But she's broken inside. Can you agree? I hope she's not going to listen to this podcast.
Well, I want to tell her to. Like, you know, maybe I will tell her to and I'll be like, hey – I want you to listen to this because you've basically been fucking a series of Scott Disicks.
Yeah. And that's actually a good wake-up call. I mean, at this point, that's like your rock bottom. If you're fucking a Scott Disick.
Yeah. No, literally a Scott Disick. There was this guy that she was like so out of her mind over who like was kissing her 1 minute and 5 minutes later.
He was hitting on you, wasn't
that's
he?
That's right.
Yes.
And I did that. Like he moved in and I moved back and I was like, in what world?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. At like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, we're in total agreement. Scott Disick is disgusting, has cheese curds under his foreskin. And what else do you want to say that's gross about him?
I can't even believe we talked about him. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get to some questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Hi, Sasha and Lainey. I wore a brand new dress and new shoes to host a charity event last night. And although the evening was an overall success, I made an embarrassing mistake when introducing one of the speakers. Not fatal, but I'm cringing about it as I type. Are these items carrying bad luck now? In particular, I'm wondering what Lainey's mom would say. Thanks. Love the podcast. Lucy.
Okay. Well, it's a fashion question and a feng shui question. Yeah. Fashion and feng shui together. I love this question so much.
Is there
a picture?
There is. There is a picture of the dress. So why don't you start talking a little bit about what
I need to
the
see the dress
chicken.
And the picture. I need to see the dress and the shoes. And I fucking love this question so much. Listen, I'm for sure one of those people who like if I have a big thing to do, I like wearing a lucky color, or I definitely have attachments to certain things. Like I, you know, my mother.
Your earrings.
My earrings I have to wear. Like, I definitely can't. For a while I was going earringless, and then some bad shit happened and I was like, it's because I am not wearing my earrings. Mm. So I definitely have superstitions.
Let's see the
outfit.
I will tell you, this dress is bomb and I feel like you would totally wear it. So Kay. You can describe it.
Okay.
Don't you think that's a really lovely dress?
Is this our, like, is this our writer? Because, oh my God.
I think it's actually a model picture.
Okay. And, oh, here are the shoes. Great. Okay. So, I don't love the shoes.
So, well, fuck you, because if you look on your doorstep, I'm wearing the exact same ones, but in a different color.
I don't love the shoes. Those are not my slides,
and they're
shoes.
Actually yep. really in right now. So there's that.
Slides are not my thing. So I wouldn't be mad at you if you like.
You're Chinese. Slides should be your thing.
I find it hard to walk in. Anyway, the dress is, as you're right, bomb.
It's a black dress with a mock neck, long 3/4 length sleeves with like these beautiful. Like
palm leaves or something all over them, or two palm leaves strategically placed,
yeah,
or
just really pretty.
Sort of palmy, rosy, or tulipy. What? Right? I don't know. Whatever.
It's just floral.
A plant. And it's baggy, which is my jam.
Yeah.
And it goes below knee.
You should almost buy this.
I should.
She actually sent the link. As well. I'll post the link in our intro.
It's a great dress. So now that I've seen the shoes, I'm inclined to believe that was the shoes.
Okay.
But definitely not the dress. The dress is amazing.
Well, she's wondering too, she should keep them. She's like, do I keep them or do I not keep them?
The shoes?
Well, the whole fucking outfit. She obviously liked the shoes.
Girl, Lucy, keep the dress. I would say goodbye to the shoes because I don't personally like the shoes. So I'm now blaming the shoes.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I think anything's bad luck with anything that I wear. I definitely have the same thing about earrings. Like I never my mom gave me these earrings and I never take them off.
Yeah.
For fear of just, yes, bad luck. Bad luck in general. But can you tell me a little bit about like your feng shui? Well, I say feng shui, you say what?
Well, it's feng shui and in Chinese it's feng shui.
Okay, fine. Like, yeah. Feng shui.
I don't really have superstitions attached to particular items of clothing. What I do have are, like, I will never wear anything that's a little bit ripped.
Oh.
So
like ripped jeans?
No, ripped jeans that are like strategically ripped. But like, let's say you have a dress and you love this dress and there's just like a little bitty tear yeah. on it that nobody can see.
Yes.
I think that's such bad luck.
Oh, this is so interesting.
So that dress is dead to me forever unless I go and fix it.
Okay. But did it come ripped or it's like you're like
– No, like you were getting into it and you know how like that stretch on your yes. back and like one day you like
– Put your – I don't know. Drive and
yeah,
you can't
exactly.
stretch
and
your
like
arms.
The back – Yeah. The back – maybe under the arm
yep.
split a little or – but no one's going to see and like literally only
so you
know
take
it's
it off.
There. I would take it off or I would change or I would not wear it until it had been repaired. It's extremely bad luck.
Oh, but then you would repair it and then still invite it back into your closet even though you think
it's bad luck? I would repair it, yeah, but I wouldn't wear it until it had been repaired.
Okay.
Fixed.
Okay.
Yeah, intact. Because that dress would be broken. And then you're wearing something broken and you're carrying broken luck everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Fuck, I have rips and shit all over the things that I wear.
You know what the superstition is too, is you never gamble with somebody who's wearing torn clothing or like – or clothing that needs to be fixed, that's broken. Like typically mahjong, because that person is a known cheater. Like my mother had a huge throwdown with a woman. She discovered the lady was wearing like ripped clothes all the time and she kept winning and she was cleaning up. I mean, she was rolling everybody. And then my mother discovered that she was wearing ripped clothing and that lady got thrown out of the mahjong club because that is like a cheat. It's a mahjong cheat. It has something to do with like, there's magic there. It's dark magic. When you wear ripped clothing, you cheat people because the fates. Yeah, it's like it's a very sinister thing to do on the mahjong table to wear ripped clothing.
Oh, that's so interesting. I did not know this. Okay, well.
Anyway, not that this applies to Lucy, but so Lucy, I love the dress. You should always wear the dress and keep it forever. I love it so much.
But ditch the
not
shoes is what she
really
said.
Into the shoes.
I say keep the whole goddamn outfit because I love the shoes. I love the dress. And also you didn't really – like, this whole speech thing wasn't a fucking shit show anyway. You, like, maybe stumbled by introducing somebody, but that's not, like – that's not bad luck. That's, like, oops, you stumbled. No big deal.
Yeah, but, I mean, she said it wasn't lethal, or what was the word she used? Like, it wasn't – it's not going to hurt her or set her back, but she – it makes her cringe. But at the same time, it obviously matters enough to her – with respect to her presentation and her reputation, that she's still thinking about it, right?
Like, yeah, but we do that to ourselves all the time. I torture myself all the time over stupid things
for
that
sure.
Nobody ever thinks about again.
It was a silly mistake. She mispronounced someone's name or what?
Let me see. She said she stumbled. Like, stumbling isn't a fucking big deal. Like, that's why I'm like, Lucy,
I don't know. I feel
keep
like
the clothes and be a little bit nicer to yourself.
We stumble on this podcast all the time. I feel like if it was just a stumble where, like, you know, her tongue.
Oh, no,
she
said, okay, well, you're right. She actually doesn't say anything about that. She just says, I made an embarrassing mistake when introducing one of the speakers.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, the embarrassing mistake would have been an error. And I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying about stumbles, but this clearly was either an introduction error, got the name wrong, or got some facts wrong, mm-hmm. and it speaks to preparation.
About your outfit.
And so, of course, if you want to go that route, I would be like, for sure, maybe prepare more. You'll do better next time.
Okay, but your voodoo you'll learn take, from this. Your little voodoo feng shui take
the
is?
The reason why I don't like those shoes – and the reason why I don't wear slides like that is because –
you're going to say like a witch or something,
aren't you? A shoe like that is imbalanced. You have party up in the front and no zero back. In the back. So you are exposing your back end.
Okay, but you're making this up right now, right?
As no, I'm go, not.
This is not a thing because every Chinese person wears those shoes.
Not to an important occasion.
Yes, weddings and such. They do.
Show me. Like my mother, if I wore an entirely exposed back to the ankle, you might have a strap, and I'll give you the strap because the strap actually is the band that holds it together and to push it together. But when you expose the back of your foot to backstabbers, to mistakes, to black magic, I don't know. That to me is like I'm a shoe whore and I'm a trend whore. And I haven't – have you ever seen me wearing
no,
it? No. Exactly.
But they just came in to trend kind of this season. So I'm just – I'm just a little bit mortified only because, A, these are my favorite shoes that I'm wearing right now.
And let me give you an example. You wore them to my house. You parked the car. And you
fuck
did
you. No,
the
fuck
worst
you.
Parking
don't.
Job ever.
That's not bad luck. That's not called bad luck. That was just me being like, man, I'm not even thinking. I've had, you know what? Don't jinx my goddamn shoes because I'm
terrible
fucking happy
performance.
With them.
You couldn't perform in the car just
oh
like
God,
Lucy.
I hate you. I hate you
isn't
right now. Stop it.
Do you find it a
talk
coincidence
about black
that
magic.
You and Lucy have the same pair of shoes and Lucy did not perform well at her job function and you couldn't perform
listen.
In your vehicle?
Listen. I had these shoes. I've had
Can't
these shoes for
it.
Weeks, and I am performing A-OK. All right, don't fuck with me. I'm really actually mad. Don't fuck with me because these shoes I'm going to continue to wear.
Just
well, what do you say about fucking flip flops? Then you don't. So you don't wear flip flops either.
I'm not going to fucking wear flip flop to when I'm
no,
have to, I have to
no,
give
no.
a presentation.
No, we're not talking about that. Do you wear goddamn flip flops? Because if you wear fucking flip flops, mm-hmm. that means you're flip flopping fucking black magic all the goddamn day in the summer. Is that what you're saying?
Let me tell you something. I have had two surgeries for the same thing. One surgery in my life, I broke my arm.
In Cannes.
When I broke my arm, I was wearing flip flops.
Okay, but do you still wear flip flops?
I don't wear flip flops out
ever.
I wear them around my house. I wear them up the block. But you will never see me wearing flip-flops to work. You will never see me – like, I'll wear flip-flops if I have to step out for 5 minutes to go get some milk. But I will never – like, flip-flops are not like – there's no back.
Okay, so you've never not worn a shoe to any sort of outing outside of your house, groceries, work, the TTC – without a back to your foot.
Sasha,
never.
I don't own them. Go upstairs to my
never dressing
room.
Never in your life
room.
Is what I'm asking.
Of course in my life. And then I paid the price just
only
like Lucy.
Only those two fucking times.
Just like you and Lucy paid the price.
I hate you. Sorry. Moving on. Moving on.
Lucy, ditch the shoes.
Fucking hate you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Okay, next question. Dear Sasha and Lainey, my name is C, and yesterday night, the guy I've just begun dating confessed he is a recovering addict. Backstory. We met a month ago after matching on Tinder. We clicked and talked for about 4 days before meeting up for dinner. We had not only messaged each other, but also talked on the phone. Talking to him is easy and relaxed, something I, as an introvert, don't usually feel when meeting new people. Our first date lasted 5 hours, and the mutual attraction, both physical and personality-wise, was instant. I've been single for a long time and celibate for over a year, and was surprised at my reaction toward him. The amount of chemistry we have is outstanding. We saw each other 2 days later for tea and a bit of golf, and once again the chemistry was incredible. I've only ever felt like this once, 5 years ago, and it didn't end well. The next day I left for 3 weeks on a work trip, and I'm still out for another 8 days. We've been messaging every day and talking about our future. 2 days ago he told me there was something he wanted to tell me and wanted to do it face to face. I said it was okay, and even though my mind went everywhere. Yesterday my fears were confirmed. He's an addict and has been sober for 1 year and 5 months. He spent 4 years partying and developing an addiction to cocaine. One day he had enough, told his parents, and checked himself into rehab. He's often said he wished he had met me in 6 months because he wants me, but it seems he wasn't expecting it so soon. He likes plans, and I guess that's the way the recovery works. I'm torn because I can't help but judge him a bit. I feel like, to quote Lainey, such a cunt. I know addiction is a disease and recovery is a long process and work. I've never done drugs, have always been a casual drinker, and have never partied too much or too hard. I don't like drugs. I don't even like cigarettes, and I'm so scared because I really like him. It's not just about the fact that I want to have sex with him, but also we just click so well. He's fun, he's charming, and supportive. However, a part of me doesn't know if I'll be able to handle a relapse or not trust him completely. I don't know what to do, and I hope you read this and give me both of your inputs. Love, C.
Well, I
get it. I get that that would be really overwhelming to hear.
Yeah.
But I also am like, kind of you ought to give props where props is due. Someone had wanted to fix their life. They fixed it, and he's working to be a better person. I feel like everybody comes with their own baggage, and even if you're not battling sobriety or a drug addiction in any way or alcohol, there's still people that you have to take care of in a relationship, and there's always fucking a lot of bullshit that comes with people in general. So this is just another layer of bullshit that you kind of have to deal with. But I kind of almost think it's great that you – and I know that there are hardships to this. I know that there's an ugly side to it. But I just feel like just because someone was broken doesn't mean that they will continue to be broken their whole life.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, first of all, I agree with you validating C's concerns, because anyone would be like – taken aback, a little bit thrown by this. And you for sure should have concerns. And for sure you're well within your rights to feel lost, a little bit lost. Like you connected with a person and so far it's going so well. And then you learn this. So own it. Like, don't feel bad and don't feel shame for having concerns. You're not a bad person for feeling a little bit like, ah. But you're right, Sash, like, you know, this person has been clean for almost a year and a half, is trying to do better and trying to be better. And one of those ways is to disclose. He disclosed pretty early.
And we've said that too. You know, we've had a couple of, questions in the last few weeks about like, when's a good time to tell the person I'm dating, I have this XYZ, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, he felt close enough to you to tell you that. And I think that's really – like you got to give him some, yeah, as I said, props, because he's not only coming clean with that, but he also was like being vulnerable with you.
Yeah. I actually have a few people who are close to me who have been in this situation, who have been in much more serious relationships, and sometimes they involve children with addicts. Mm-hmm. And so I can definitely confirm for you that C, like, it is hard. You are, you know, for the people who I know who are living that life, there is always this feeling like, is it going to happen? Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a relapse? So for sure, I don't want to like pretend that that might not be a reality. Relapse is a part of recovery. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, like, I mean, look how many people have to try like 8 or 9 times to quit smoking, right?
Of course.
And smoking is a serious addiction. And so with drugs, with alcohol, with anything that you're addicted to, you kind of have to try a few times. It's
to get it
understood
right.
Yeah. To get mm-hmm. it right if mm-hmm. you're successful. Some people kick it like first try, but it is common for many people to fall off a few times mm-hmm. before they kick it. So yeah, and when you're the loved one of a person who is going through that, that possibility is daunting and it's definitely, definitely shit. That said, for all the people that I know who are in love with addicts, recovering addicts, have been married to addicts or recovering mm-hmm. addicts, even in the end, if it doesn't work out, if relapse happens, if there's still a big question mark about their recovery, none of them have said that they would never have started with them in the first
place.
Right,
they don't have regret about being yeah. with a person.
Right, because, you know, what you're feeling with this guy is still real mm-hmm. and it's still making you happy and it's making him happy. I think about, listen, this has come up at a time when in entertainment, everybody's talking about Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Oh.
Who was clean for so long.
So long.
And they're still waiting for toxicology, but there are reports that are coming out about what his wife has been saying mm-hmm. about their last phone call and what had happened and what she was suspecting. And
that he was doing heroin again.
Well, listen, that's like she said that he had taken some prescription drugs mm-hmm. and she said he didn't sound like himself. Mm-hmm. Oh, so she herself is saying, so whatever it was, she is saying herself that he didn't sound like himself right. and is wanting the results of toxicology because she wants to see what the
–
so if she, even she wants to see the yeah. toxicology because like the official cause of death – the official cause of death there is death by hanging, mm-hmm. right? But if she's like, I want the toxicology, even she's suspecting that he may have used again
yeah.
after being clean for so long. But I don't think that she, if you asked her today or in 5 years or in 10 years, if she said, if you said to her, hey, do you regret being with Chris? Do you, you know, she would say, of course not. Like every day was amazing, like mm-hmm. that we had together, all mm-hmm. that happiness. This is really dark. See, and, you know, I don't want to lead you down this path because, you know, but I feel like we should acknowledge the fact that no relationship is ever going to be all happy.
No, there's always stuff. There's always
yeah.
stuff. But – and that's what it is too. And I think – but and I do think there is some due diligence though on your side when you are getting in a relationship like this, especially if you're someone who's not a drinker, who has never been around that sort of stuff. Like do some research, right? See what it takes to be a partner of someone who is an addict. And like there's a lot of things that come with that, right? So like – read up on it, figure out what kind of personality you need to be, like how supportive you can be, but without being too supportive because you don't want to lean too much into him that, you know, that you start enabling. So there is a fine balance. People do it all the time, but it would be worth your while to like read up on it and see what that life would entail for you.
Yeah.
And also take it slow too. I mean, the one red flag for me is that he has even acknowledged, oh, I wish that I could have met you 6 months later because like it's so new, like things are so new. So that also means that he's a little bit scared too. So I wouldn't like jump in on this and like move in and just get knee deep into this love affair right now when both of you are a little bit shy about getting into this. So I would just listen to yourself. I would listen to him and not move too quickly and see how it develops.
I like your suggestion about reading up and getting the research, because that reminded me that family members and loved ones also have support groups for addicts. So I have a friend who is going through recovery right now, and her family members are attending – I can't remember the exact name, but AA – it's an extension of AA but for family members. So they – like the addict, the person who's in recovery, goes to counseling and goes to treatment, but it's always recommended for the loved ones to go as well because their mental health is important and they're – you know, they're struggling too. It's traumatic for them as well. So if you are serious about this and you want to pursue this, and I feel like you and I, Sasha, we are not against you pursuing it, it might be worth your while to also attend meetings and get support in that way. You know, there was a The World Health Organization, I think, released some statistics a few weeks ago about mental health and mental diseases and how they are the leading – mental health is the leading illness that worldwide populations are dealing with right now. So when you think about that, when you think about the number, it's an epidemic right now. It's a crisis. Like, and unfortunately, healthcare systems around the world haven't been adequately processed and adequately put together to handle this. And that's why there's not enough research, there's not enough support to handle it. But my point is, given the numbers of people who suffer from mental health issues, and addiction is part of that, if we're to say that they can't be in relationships and they're not able to find someone to love and who wants to love them back, then at some point, no one's going to be in love, right? Yeah. No one's going to be in a relationship. If we go around kind of ticking off a box, like, I don't want to deal with anybody who has an addiction or has mental health,
then nobody, listen,
everybody's going to be single.
Yeah. Well, no, it's absolutely true. And that's what it is. It's like, her subject line is like, should I forget what it is, but something to the effect of like, should I ever date an addict? Yeah. Like, these people aren't like, they don't have, they're normal people who are dealing with shit, and at least they're attempting to turn their life around. And I just think that that's like, you don't avoid someone like that because of like, they're broken. They're not perfect. Like, nobody is.
Like, it's in the same way. Like, you would never say, oh, I'm never going to date anyone with diabetes.
Exactly.
Mental health disease is much more common. Or I shouldn't say that. Like, I don't have the statistics, but I would say the numbers are quite big as well.
Yeah. So I say, like, see how it goes. See how it goes. And you gauge, too, if you think you can handle it. If you can't, that's okay too. You know, you might not be built for this particular kind of quote unquote baggage. So you can totally peace out on the relationship if you want to. But right now you seem to be intrigued by him. You like, he kind of checks every box outside of this. So pursue it, see how it goes. Take it slow. Just take it slow. Great. All right. Thank you. Keep your questions coming to Sasha at ladygossip.com.
And get rid of your slides.
Fuck you.
Check us out on Google Play and iTunes. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.